You're listening to 91.7 KXT. The Wild Feathers are here in the studio today. Welcome, you guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming. We really appreciate it. Let's get started. What are you going to play for us first?
A song called Got It Wrong. I can be whatever you are. I can be whatever you are. It's all right, baby. Don't believe what you hear. It's all right, baby, because I need you near. It's all Very nice. 91.7 KXT. It's the Wild Feathers live here in the studio with us. You played the House of Blues tonight. ZZ Ward playing there too. Man, thanks a lot. That was great.
Thank you.
And most of you guys are from Texas, aren't you?
That's right. Me and Preston are from actually Dallas, and Ricky right here is from Katy, Texas.
All right. Welcome back home then, you guys.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
You guys, you've been really busy touring. I mean, you toured with Paul Simon, with Willie Nelson, and what do you learn from that? What do you learn from playing with big names like that?
That we got a long way to go, I guess. No, just like Willie in particular, we just got done on the Willie tour, and just how to treat people, really, man. His crew and everyone is just top notch, and they are so nice and so easygoing. So that's the biggest thing I took away from the whole experience.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's hear another song then. what are we going to hear? Oh, the new album, by the way, came out last month. It's called The Wild Feathers. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
This one's off that record. It's called Left My Woman.
I remember holding you down under the waters of your hometown. Oklahoma is just a memory. Oh, California is where I'll be. They say down in Texas, oh, there ain't no rain. So I found a season. No, she ain't gonna change. Left my woman.
Very nice. It's 91.7 KXT, The Wild Feathers, in the studio with us. I played tonight at the House of Blues. Each of you at one time had fronted your own bands. You're all lead singers. You wrote your own songs. So how do you come together with others, you know, who have strong opinions on how things should be? I mean, you can't possibly agree all the time.
We arm wrestle for all final decisions, so I always win.
I think it was easier than some might think. I mean, I think we were all kind of, our solo careers, if you will, kind of ran their path and their course, and I think we were all ready for something else. So when the time came, it kind of made sense and became a lot of fun. It was, you know, I would say probably a little bit of a struggle, a little bit, like kind of letting go and of the reins a little bit. But at the same time, like, if you don't trust these guys to, you know, take it the right direction, then you're probably in bad shape. So
yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun, I think. I don't know how these guys feel.
I'm about to quit. I don't know. This is my last gig.
And you had lots of songs that you brought in for the album. I mean, you had to kind of whittle it down to just 9 or 10, correct?
I think before we went into actually recording the record, I think we had somewhere between like 70 and 80, and then we whittled it down to, I think, 17-ish, and recorded 16 of them.
And then, yeah, 12 made the actual
and
record.
And 12 made the record, so. And we saw those other songs kind of like as bonus stuff that we're going to be doing here and there over the next year, so.
You did everything live to tape, too. You did a song a day?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Jay Joyce, a producer we worked with in Nashville, he was adamant about it, and that's how we all kind of came up. The records we like were made that way, so we were all for it, too. And it was you have that like instant gratification at the end of the day. You can say there's a song done, you know, and you can feel like you did something instead of like, oh, we got all the drum and bass tracks done for these, you know, 6 songs, but there's no vocals or guitars or anything. So it was a cool way to record.
You think you'll record that way in the future too?
Yeah,
your next
definitely.
Album too?
I think that brings our sound out the best when we all kind of vibe off each other.
Well, it's great to have you here. We really appreciate you coming in. You play the House of Blues tonight. ZZ Ward is there. Would you close us out with another song?
Sure. Yeah, this is the single off the record. It's called The Ceiling.
Ready, boys?
Wood burning up on the hill, cedar drawer full of pills, and it's quiet like snow through the trees. Well, I did what I did, and I didn't mean anything. Where you come from and where you go, who you talk to and who you know. Up green. Well, I did what I did, and I didn't mean anything. The sunrise drives red morning. The smokestacks, old hats, I'm still learning. And I don't. We should be easy. We should. should be easy, but we should be.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Cool. Thank y'all so much.